Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. OTAs begin this week, so we have a lot to talk about. Let's get to work with your questions. The first one comes from Austin. With the new extra point rules in the NFL, do you expect the Vikings to use a balance of both scoring tries? While I do think the Vikings could increase the amount of times they go for two in 2015, I don't think it will come close to a balance. The vast majority of the time will still probably be the one point after touchdown try by Blair Walsh. On 33-yard field goals last year, Blair Walsh was 4 for 4, so I'm sure Mike Zimmer and Mike Prefer will have confidence in Blair kicking the longer extra point. The next question comes from JJ. Do you think the Vikings will play more of a 3-4 defense with the addition of Eric Kendricks? Nope, I think the Vikings personnel is suited to have a very good 4-3 defense, the same scheme that Mike Zimmer ran in his first season with the Vikings last year. Now, Mike Zimmer does like to be versatile, so he may change up the look now and again and present some three-man fronts, but I think the vast majority of the time it will be a 4-3 defensive front for the Vikings. Tim has the next question. I've seen the Vikings use wide receivers on screenplays many times. What are the chances of getting AP more screenplays? Norv likes to use running backs in the passing game, so I could see Adrian getting involved in the screen game a little bit, but that's not his strength. You don't want to force a square peg into a round hole. You want to put your players in a position to succeed. So while I can see Adrian being involved in the screen game to some extent, you're not going to see a major increase in screen passes to Adrian. The next question comes from AD. Who wins a starting wide receiver job between Charles Johnson and Cordarrelle Patterson? I think it's too early to answer that question. They're going to have to prove it on the field throughout the offseason program, mini camp, and then training camp. But it might be inconsequential because Norv's going to use a bunch of wide receivers this season. You're going to want both of those guys to be playing 25, 35, 40 snaps a game. So to me, it doesn't matter who lines up in the formation on the first play of the game. It matters how they play throughout the game, and I think both guys are going to be an important part of what the Vikings do this season. Paul has the next question. Wes Welker could be a dangerous slot receiver in our offense. I think we should try to sign him. Do you? I'm never against adding talented players, and I think Wes Welker is certainly a talented receiver. How much he has left in the tank, we don't know, but a team will probably pick him up. I don't think it'll be the Vikings. The Vikings have Jarius Wright, they have Adam Thielen, you could put Cordarrelle Patterson in the slot. So lots of options for the Vikings at the wide receiver position. I like the crew we have right now, and I want to see those guys get a chance to compete for playing time. The last question comes from Devin. Who has the most to gain in this week's OTAs? How about the offensive players? Defense has to limit their contact. The guys are not in pads, so offensive players, especially those quarterbacks, wide receivers, tight ends, and running backs, they should look very good in this week's OTAs. They should develop timing and rapport with the quarterbacks, and I expect after this week's OTAs, we're going to come away very impressed with how Teddy Bridgewater and company look on offense. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but we're going to be back next week, so please send your questions in right here to the email address at the bottom of your screen, and stay tuned to Vikings.com all week. OTAs have begun, and we're going to have comprehensive coverage. We're going to have stand-up interviews after practice. We'll have highlights and much more, so please stay tuned, and we'll see you next week.